You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Andy Ahern, CEO at Ahern & Associates, North America's leading trucking and transportation management consulting firm. Since 1987, Ahern & Associates has aided hundreds of buyers in the acquisition of trucking and logistics companies throughout the United States and Canada, as well as assisting many transportation and logistics companies in reducing their overall operating cost and increasing their profitability. Andy, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you for having me, Eric. I'm glad to be here.
You are more than welcome. So who and what is Ahern & Associates Limited?
Well, we're a transportation analytical company. 100% of our focus is trucking and logistics. Been in business since 1987. And we do work all over the United States, Canada, a little bit overseas. We focus 50% of working with our clients to build their operating footprint. And in the trucking business, if you know anything about it, we've gone through some very difficult challenges over the last 5 years. We've lost over 10,000 trucking companies due to the second Great Recession. There's been a tremendous amount of emphasis placed on compliance and hours of service. And so what that's done is it's placed capacity issues. So companies today that are growing, they look for two aspects. They look for intellectual capital, and they look to expand their operating footprint. So our job is to go in and locate companies that aren't for sale, do a complete analytical review, provide the seller with options for consideration, and if they're interested in talking to one of our customers, make the introduction and let them interact. The other 50% of our business is companies experience operational difficulties, and we'll go in and actually show them how to increase their productivity, reduce their operating expenses, design compensation packages, operating models, and all of my auditors. I think the interesting thing, and I don't want to start off by anybody believing I'm the smartest spark plug in the engine, because I'm probably the weakest in the organization, but all of my auditors are ex-presidents and CEOs of trucking companies. So they retired early. They received their golden parachutes. They thought that they were going to live happily ever after, and after a very short amount of time, they realized they still needed a purpose. So we have an outstanding expertise from people that have actually started from one truck and built them up to 10,000 trucks.
Is selling a trucking business a difficult process?
Well, I think selling any business is a difficult process because for most of us, our business is our retirement. So it's like planning your own funeral. You don't know what to expect, and your expectations in many instances are higher than what the market's willing to pay. And I'll give you some examples. 9 out of 10 times I'll get a call from a potential seller, and they'll say, I want to sell my business. My expectations are this. And I'll say, well, here's what the market's willing to pay. And please recognize that we don't set the market. We follow it. And they'll say, well, you know, I didn't go to any of my daughter's or son's baseball games. I didn't go to any of their graduation exit. I didn't do this and I didn't do that. And my comment is, well, that's a choice that you made, but that doesn't necessarily equate to a higher rate of return down the line. And I have to walk them through the process of what buyers look for and you know, what the process consists of, because it's very emotional. It's very difficult to get across that finish line. We've completed in excess of 400-plus transactions, but we've probably lost another 600 or 700 because the emotional drama became so intense that tempers flared and the deal was never able to close.
Well, how do you begin the commercial process of selling a business?
Well, you have to, the first thing, and I travel around the country and I've done a lot of seminars, and I tell people, forget about the price. First of all, you need to be mentally prepared. And what does that mean? It means that you have to have something else to do with your life. You know, there's this stigma that we hit 55 or 60 and we're going to retire and we're going to go play golf or we're going to travel and that's not the reality of the situation. Because here's what happens. You're in control. You're working hard. You get up every morning. You have a purpose. And then afterwards, you've got nothing. And if you're not prepared, you're going to go through a deep depression. And I can cite examples where I've sold companies and they've got a tremendous amount of money and they buy the big boat and they buy the fancy house and they go traveling. Then about 3 months later, they go through a great depression and they call me up and they said, "You were absolutely correct. I should have listened to you." So I think the first thing is you got to be mentally prepared. Because when you sell your business, it's not the end of your life, but it is a major portion of your life, if you've owned it for any length of time, that's going to pass you by. And so you have to say, okay, I'm going on to a new phase of my life. Many entrepreneurs are not ready for that, Eric, but more importantly than that, they're never properly prepared. And so our job is to walk them through the process to make sure they feel comfortable that they want to go through it.
Today we're joined by Andy Ahern, CEO at Ahern & Associates, North America's leading trucking and transportation management consulting firm, here on Enterprise Radio, part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What other services does Ahern provide to the trucking industry?
Well, they're numerous. It depends on the size. People have this stigma that, you know, trucking is a gigantic industry, and it is. It moves 80% of all your product in your United States, but they don't recognize that 60% of your trucks are 1 to 99 trucks. The other 40% are the big companies like the Swiss and the CRSTs and the CR Englands, all of which are clients of ours. So most companies never have a successor plan. The day that you start a business, you should plan to sell it, but we never do. We just figure out one day we're going to get too old or we get sick, and particularly if you have children in the business, you have to decide whether, one, you're going to pass the baton to the children, two, you're going to sell to your management team, or three, you're going to sell to an outside party. So we do a lot of successor planning. Business modeling is very important because you have to know what the market indicators are in order to create the most shareholder value. And by that I mean this. You know, we worked with a freight broker recently that was one-dimensional. All they did was refrigerated freight, and they had some company trucks. So they were a combination of an asset and non-asset-based business. We changed their model, made them a multi-functional freight brokerage operation, and they were able to achieve 5.5 times their average earnings, which is phenomenal. So we look at the business model because we know what the market wants. And that's very important because there's all kinds of representation in the marketplace. There's business brokers, there's investment bankers, and there's someone like us that have very, very, very deep relationships with the owners and of public and private trucking and logistics companies. So we get to know them personally. We know what type of buyers they are. We know what motivates them. We know what values they're willing to place. And the other thing we show people how to do is how do you create intellectual value? Because intellectual capital today, I personally believe, is more valuable than hard assets. So that's the second thing. For companies that are struggling, what happens is you're so inundated with all these challenges that you wake up in the morning, you don't want to go to work. By mid-afternoon, you're sick to your stomach. You go home at night and you can't sleep. You're wondering how you're going to feed your family. You're wondering how you're going to cash flow the business. You're wondering how you're going to pay for your fuel. I mean, and it's just, it gets to the point where it physically attacks your body and you can't function anymore. You can't see the forest for the trees. So my auditing team comes in, and it's like a pressure cooker in the old days. We come in. We look very quickly in 3-4 days. We assess what the problems are, and we don't build the diagram. Just a bullet point presentation. You do this, you do this, you do this. Here's how it's going to impact your bottom line. Here's how quickly it's going to impact your bottom line. And then we take it from there. We also do a lot of employee assessments. Most owners, if they're not doing well, they believe that it's the employee's fault. But 9 out of 10 times, it's the owner has not set up specific goals and objectives. He's not set up time. He or she has not set up time frames, and there's no carrot to chase. So whether that employee does good, bad, or indifferent, there's no additional compensation. And the reality of life today is that, you know, if you're going to exceed and excel, there has to be something other than a paycheck. And that's just the reality of the situation. And a lot of employers don't want to do that. They think that you give somebody a job. The other thing you have to do is recognize that people make companies successful. And in dealing with a lot of entrepreneurs, we have to explain to them that the world doesn't revolve around them. And a good example, when I started this business in 1987 and I had no customers, I was having a hard time feeding my family. I took three sheets of paper and I wrote down all my strong points. And after half a page, I had 2.5 blank pages. I realized in trucking, because it's a pennies business, it's a cyclical business, you need someone strong in operations. You need someone strong in finance. You need someone strong in safety. You need someone strong in cash flow management and insurance and all these things that are a critical part of a trucking company's survival. So what I did is I went out and found the best of the best. And the way to do that is hire people that have been continually successful that don't have to work. In other words, they're not motivated by a paycheck. They're motivated because they want to give back to the community and they've been successful. And I will honestly tell you that that's why we've been so successful. It's not because of me. It's because of the people that surround me that make me look good.
You gotta love that. In reference to operational assessments for companies that want to improve their profitability, what does Ahern's process consist of?
Well, we show them how to capture their cost. And let's take a trucking company, for example, particularly one that's not making any money. They're so obsessed with loading that truck, but they don't know how to capture their cost. And so they're dispatching a truck, they're placing a price on the truck, but it doesn't cover all their overhead. Then they're looking, if it's not a round trip, they're looking to fill the backhauls. In other words, fill the truck coming back once they deliver the load. And they don't understand that the round trip rate is probably costing them to lose money. And it's all because they can't capture their cost. So we teach a trucking company how to treat each truck as a profit center, how to treat each driver as a profit center, and how to anticipate and expect a certain amount of revenue per day per truck. And then we also capture their cost, because I don't care what their neighbor's charging for rates. We need to look at their cost. We need to say, based upon your costs, you need to do this. If you adjust these costs, then you have to build in a pre-profit, and that's the goal. Most owners don't do that, believe it or not. I mean, the big companies do, because they have CFOs, and they have vice presidents of business development. But your average trucking executive, who's maybe between $5 million to $40 million of revenue, they don't know how to capture their cost. They don't get their financial statements 5 days after the close of the month. A lot of times you're using an outside accountant. It gives them to them 15 months after the year's expired. And, I mean, how can you adjust to something like that? So what we're doing is we're changing their pattern of behavior. We're showing them how to capture their cost daily. We're showing them how to make their people accountable daily. We're showing what kind of utilization they should get daily. We're showing them how to control their maintenance cost. We're indicating if they've got any problems with CSA compliance, which is a big issue in trucking right now. We tell them how to deal with the new trials and tribulations of hours of service, and then we actually develop a business plan for them. Now, the unique part about our service is once they've paid us and we leave, there's no additional charge as long as we don't have to go back out on site. So if they have an operational issue question 2 months from now, they can call me or my staff. We'll respond to that request. We'll send them some suggestions on how to improve it. And I think that's the other thing that distinguishes us. We deal with attorneys and accountants all day long. And every time you pick up the phone, you ask them a question, you get an invoice. And I don't think that's the way it should be. Additionally, if you're doing a project and the project goes over your anticipated proposal, they bill you additional money. I don't think that's right. If you make a mistake, you got to stand up to the plate and eat the mistake. That's how you learn. So we charge flat charge plus travel expenses. We're in and out very quickly, and you can continue to utilize our services after the fact, and as long as we don't have to go back out on site and you have questions that pertain to the specific project you hired us for, there's no additional charges.
Outstanding, without a question. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Ahern and Associates online?
Well, you can go to our website. It's www.ahern.com. I do a weekly video podcast that's broadcast on the internet. So you can go into our website and you can see a live broadcast. I also do a newsletter that we currently have about 455,000 weekly subscribers. It's free of charge. You can go online. You can go into our website. You can subscribe automatically. It'll automatically come to you. Anytime you want to opt out, it's managed by a third party. You can opt out. But the purpose of the newsletter, and we don't charge for it, by the way, is to give back to the community and show smaller people that may not have access or can't afford us how you can still generate profits in your business, even though we're in a terrible economy.
We've been speaking with Andy Ahern, CEO at Ahern & Associates, North America's leading trucking and transportation management consulting firm. And once again, the website of reference is ahern-ltd.com. Andy, certainly has been a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric, for your time. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you, and yours is as well. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.